learned Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel is a very famous daf in Shas because we say it every single morning. Abaye Mesader Ma'aracha Mishmei De Gemara V'Alibada B'Sha'ul. Abaye told us in the name of Abba Sha'ul, or Alibada B'Sha'ul, Mishmei De Gemara, the name of the people in the Beis Medrash, the Seder Advarim of how they would do the various avodos in the Beis HaMikdash. So the entire daf is dedicated to explaining that Seder. So we start with Ma'aracha Gedolas Kodemes, the Ma'aracha Shneil Shel Kataris, arranging the large pile of wood on top of the Mizbeach, comes before arranging the small pile of wood on top of the Mizbeach, because even though each one has their own quality that makes it outstanding, the large pile of wood is kaparasa meruba, has a lot of karbonos that are burnt in it. The small pile of wood has ashes that are taken, or coals that are taken from it, and brought lifnim, so it's considered also very important. So even though it has those offsetting qualities, we either consider kaparasa meruba to be a greater quality, or the large pile of wood happens to have the quality that the small pile of wood also has, because the Maracha Gedola is used as a backup in case there aren't enough coals in the Maracha Shneil Shel Kataris. So we take from the large pile of wood, from the Maracha Gedola. Then the Gemara goes on to Maracha Shneil Shel Kataris coming before the Seder Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. So we learn that because the Pasuk says Aleha when it talks about Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, which we darshan means that you should put it on the Maracha Gedola, but not on the Maracha Katana, which implies that there already is a Maracha Katana by the time you're putting the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim on. So it must be the Maracha Katana already exists at that point. That's how I know the Maracha Katana comes before the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. Then it tells us, Seder Shnei Gezirei Eitzim, Kodem L'dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, that we put the two blocks of wood before we sweep off the inner Mizbeach, and that's because we do the Seder Shnei Gezirei Eitzim before we do any Ketores related Avoda, because burning wood is a Machshir for Ketores, not these particular blocks of wood, because generally we're not going to use these blocks of wood, the coals that are made from these blocks of wood for Ketores. We use the wood, the coals that come from the Maracha Shneil Shel Ketores, but still, burning wood in general is a Machshir for the Ketores, or because we first want to finish all the Marachos, anything that has to do with setting up wood, we want to finish all of that before we move on to Ketores. Then it tells us, Dishu Mizbeach HaPnimi, Kodem La'Tavas Chamesh Neros, we sweep off the inner Mizbeach right before we clean out the first five Neros of the Menorah. And the reason for this is, either as Abaye says, Gemara Gemirna Svaro Lo Yadana, we have no idea, it's just that's what we have, that's a tradition that we have, or like Rava says, that this is part of the concept of Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvos, that when one goes into the Kodesh, he will first encounter the Mizbeach before he encounters the menorah. And the reason for that is that the menorah and the shulchan had to be opposite from each other. The menorah was in the north, the shulchan was in the south, each 2.5 amos off of the wall, but they had to be one across from the other without anything interrupting in between. So the Mizbeach was moved a little bit toward the door. So when you go in, you'd hit the Mizbeach before you hit anything else. The Gemara tells us, once it goes on a little, the Gemara goes on a little bit of a tangent to tell us that one should put on his tefillin shel yad before putting on tefillin shel rosh, or the way Tosfos understands, take off tefillin shel rosh before taking off the tefillin shel yad, or the way Tosfos says, when one is mashmish b'tefillah, touch the tefillin shel yad and then touch the tefillin shel rosh. But that's a little side point about tefillin. And then we continue in the Seder Avodah. Dam HaTamid is brought in between the cleaning of the five Neros and the cleaning of the last two Neros. And the reason for that is that the phrase Baboker Baboker that it says by the Shnei Gezirei Eitzim wasn't needed by Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. So we use one of those Babokers to tell us, to in connection with the Hatavas Chamesh Neros, to tell us that Hatavas Chamesh Neros now has three Babokers, so it's got to come before the Dam HaTamid. The other of those Babokers we use for the Dam HaTamid, which now has two babokers associated with it, and the Dam HaTamid comes before the Hatavas Shnei Neros, which also has two babokers associated with it, because the Dam HaTamid is a mechaper, and a mechaper is going to win over the Hatavas Shnei Neros. And then the Gemara tells us that the reason that we have, that we split it up in that way, five and two, is because once we start, we should do ruba, we should do as many as we can without doing all of them, because we have to split it in some way. And the reason we have to split it, the Gemara says, either because kedei lahargish kol azara kula, to create a tumult in the whole azara, or just because chalkei l'shnei bekarim, we have to divide it into two separate times. But once we're splitting it, really we should do as many as we can in the first shift, The reason we don't do six and then just save one for later, rather we do five and save two for later, is because the pasuk says Beitivo es haneros yaktirena, neros in the plural, so it has to be that there are at least two at the end. And then the final point in the daf, that the atavishtei neros comes before the ketores, because the pasuk says Beitivo es haneros, and then it says yaktirena. So the yaktirena, the ketores, comes after they cleaned out the last two neros.